Visit us at www.guysgamesandbeer.net. Want to know what the guys are up to this very minute? Friend us at www.facebook.com/guysgamesandbeer. Hey, this is Rob with the podcast that never sleeps. Yep, Guys, Games, and Beer. Hey, TIE Fighter, how you doing, buddy?
Wonderful.
I had to say that. Sorry, I'm required to by state law. And I'm with
Mac Mendelson from Gradient Studios.
And
Andrew Dolce, also from Gradient Studios.
And we're going to be talking about their game,
Collide.
That's right. So tell me a little bit about Collide. Let's start with just the general overview.
Well, Collide is a browser game in which you build ships out of a multitude of parts in order to blow your friends and enemies apart. So first you build your ships, then you enter into the combat arena. Ships can collide. There's a 2D physical environment. Ships fall apart. And you try not to die.
So as you shoot them, they take damage and...
Yeah, the damage is visible. Pieces fall off. And you become less and less capable of doing damage to them as you progress. So if you're good at killing people... other ships, excuse me, there are no people in the game. If you're good at destroying the other vehicles...
Gradient Studios does not condone killing
people. I'm imagining people like
bleeding and falling off. Are they silent ships?
Essentially a silent ship. You have a core. You must protect your core, and you surround your core with pieces like guns and thrusters and armor, and you do your best to keep those while getting rid of your opponent's core and,
and eventually wiping them off the face of...
But it's okay because they're silent.
They get to try again.
In a nutshell, you put ships together and then you watch them fall apart catastrophically.
Kind of like what we used to do with models. Remember when we used to take models and we'd take them out and...
Without the cleanup.
I like that part.
No super glue.
Or hiding it from your mom.
That too.
Really kind of nice.
In fact, your mom could play this with you.
With no lady fingers to tape together and fall apart.
I think the closest I ever did that was strap model rockets to the bottoms of to Hot Wheels and send them down the freeway by my parents. So I didn't have any weapons, though. It was just a lack of foresight. But...
Well, see, you should have added weapons. Yeah. They've taken that into account and put weapons on it.
Yeah, there's a lot of influence from various model building or perhaps Lego.
Where destruction.
You've got all your parts and then they come apart quite easily.
About how many players are online at any given time? I mean, are you playing against everybody? Are you in separate rooms?
So the game will drop you in an instance, so at any time it'll be four players in a match. Possibly more in the future, but right now it's four. And as far as the total player base, we're pretty new, so my guess would be under 100. We're like brand new. So.
Okay, and how many are in each instance? You said about
four.
Four?
Yeah.
Four players overall. Yeah.
So many matches last about how long?
5 minutes for a single match, but it'll loop so you can sit there for hours and hours and hours.
So, is it a fixed five? At the end of five, whoever is in the best shape wins?
So the way it works is you get points for every ship you destroy, and then whoever has the most kills minus the least deaths is the person that...
So is it a single death out, or is it a multi?
You can respawn.
Okay,
you can respawn, you pick a different ship. I mean, when you go into an arena, you have a hangar with three different ships that you'll have built ahead of time, and you would probably build them in such a way that you have strategic counters to other players. Hopefully.
Or if you're Larry.
Yeah, if you're Larry,
you just throw crap together.
Yeah.
That's right.
And people will shoot you apart.
Talking about car to run.
It's like your
car. As far as game development, you guys are of full release?
No, actually. So we're calling this alpha right now. So it's still early. It's on the site. You can play it. You can tell us if it's broken. Let us know the feedback to it. But so we'll be continuing development for a while, and stay tuned. We'll update a lot.
How do you get into the alpha?
You go to collide.com, and you're in the alpha.
Yeah.
So you can just download it. Email for
well, that was quite useful.
Not at all. I mean,
just
in fact,
go to the site, you're good.
In fact, if you have a Twitter account already or generate one, then you can save your ships between sessions.
Yeah.
Okay. That way you can always have your set of three that you can, you know, link to people or play with.
So how many huge obtrusive ads did you put into it?
Way to to be a dick.
Yeah, well, really, wow.
What, I know the answer is zero. So
yes, there are. Okay, yes, there are none.
It is ad-free. Yes.
Completely ad-free, completely free-free.
Although Lego, we will talk.
So he's now pimping you out to Lego.
No, we absolutely knew that there were no obtrusive ads. Otherwise, we would have hidden it from our listeners.
Way to be a dick. Good point.
I'm only a dick to listeners, not to guests.
Fair enough. No, there was this game that I played when I was younger called Nexus, the Jupiter Incident, and this seems a lot like that, except you can streamline your ship, and I haven't had the chance to sit down and play it yet, but that's next on my list as soon as I get back over there. So, yeah, I'm definitely interested to try this out, try to make some little streamlined little... I'm going to zip around and annoy everybody.
I need that little gnat in the game that just screws with everybody.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah.
One wrong move, though.
Right. And I believe it did get the Jonas seal of approval. As I recall, you were ranting about it for a while. Yeah, you're...
I got to play it, and it was really good. I was talking to you guys earlier about this, how I love that you actually use omnidirectional thrusters. So instead of like most like games where you're flying or driving, you point in a direction, you follow that way, whatever. But just literally, you just move throughout space like really well and very fluid. It's really great.
Right, and it all depends on what kind of thrusters you use.
Yeah, so you mentioned those are big,
probably better than if you were a dolphin.
Well.
Oh, don't even start with the dolphins.
I think
we have to.
No.
You do not have to bring dolphins.
Sounds like an inside joke.
You know what?
It is, yes.
We once had a discussion.
That sounds like
shtick.
It sounds like you need to have a penalty in 3D show. Environment space.
I'm as glad that you went with possible. That part of that discussion.
They're making us feel awkward on purpose.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
nice. Is that allowed or puns?
That's good. And by the way, the worse the pun, the more we love it. Good stuff.
In that case, you're in the right company.
True.
So, but yeah, I'm saying like the way it moves is very fluid and stuff, but they also mentioned that they also have larger like solid thrusters that you can use for ramming as well. So you can either opt to go like with being able to fly around very fluid and like Brian said, be a little gnat and peck at people, or you can just seriously build up armor and get these big thrusters and just ram into people and destroy their ships that way.
That's why it's called Collide.
It is.
Uh-huh. Yes, it is.
Did you guys just see the light go on above Larry's head? That was amazing.
Well, we're dealing with the uncommon sober Larry, so yeah. I
did kind of mention we are all. All these interviews we're doing here at Boston Fig we're doing sober. Cannot believe how really difficult this is for us.
Okay? And you also cannot believe why the quality is a lot higher.
Excuse me. I gotta say, our drunk interviews are the best.
I bet.
Drunk. All right,
who did your graphics work?
Graphics. That would be me, actually.
Oh, really? Awesome.
Yeah. I did the art, so like the arena that you see, the parts that you put on your ship, some of the frame of the game.
And you're kind of going for
it's pretty impressive.
It's kind
of,
yeah.
A lot of times you have the coder, and then they go hire an artist.
It isn't something that a Commodore 64 could have done, but the look is kind of that retro look. It's got that could be a classic game
we
look.
We were going for a little bit
but
of that.
It's obviously something
shooter.
It couldn't have done. You know what I mean? It's got the look without actually being something I think definitely a Commodore 64 couldn't have done. It just would have choked it down.
Yeah, Commodore didn't have the internet right.
That would be a challenge.
But even with the movement.
I haven't tried running a game on a Commodore 64, but.
You're making a C64 version next year?
Yeah. They make it, I'm buying.
We really
have to say.
It's completely universal. In other words, Mac.
Well, if you
else?
Have Chrome or Firefox and a system that can install it, yeah.
Right. It's not on the mobile, so that's the one you can call back.
It is HTML5 based,
yes.
Is that correct?
Yep. So no Flash, it's all HTML5 and JavaScript.
I'm really glad that people are starting to write these and stuff in HTML5.
No fancy plugins that you need to install.
Is that the reason why you decided to go with it, or were you future-proofing it, or...?
Yeah, we really...
In a way.
we wanted to kind of experiment in that space, and also we like the idea of having a game that runs in the browser. The fact that you can drop a link to somebody to invite them to the match you're in, or build a ship and drop a link to the ship so that they can get the ship design. And
oh, so you can actually link them out to your ship designs and have them pick it up?
Yes.
Right. In fact, the whole dropping a link thing is probably our biggest shtick at this point. Because all you have to do, I mean, Twitter or through a chat client, and you just drop them a link to your arena, they click on it, bam, they're on the site, they drop into the game, they have a ship, and they're fighting you within seconds. Or,
that is pretty cool.
Or you can build your ship and send them a link from the editor, and they can click that link, and they have the same ship that you just built, and they can fight you with that same ship also within a couple more seconds.
Nice. So you guys on? Are you guys playing it too? Do we every once in a while get to
essentially shoot every day? Yeah.
Shoot a yeah. Have you guys gotten your butts kicked yet by somebody?
All the time.
Well, no. I usually win.
There's this weird trend where people that are younger than us are really, really good at the game.
I hate that.
Yeah. We don't know anything about that.
The preacher of the choir with these guys.
We don't know anything about that.
I don't know. I think they're. I think you should throw down the gauntlet there, John.
You don't want to be crying, man. You know,
you'll be old too.
I guess we did kind of build the game, so we kind of know what is in it. That might help.
Yeah.
For like the first couple minutes.
Yeah. Then there's execution.
Yes.
Right.
And then there's Larry, who just cheats.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And everything.
God
work,
mode unlocked.
Work for James T. Kirk, you know.
Yeah.
That's a bald face.
That was Larry. That was impressively geeky out of you.
That was actually geeky. Really, you needed to make that reference.
Well, what do you think, Jonah? Think you should throw down?
Actually, question. So you said it's not on mobile like right candy, now. Do you guys have plan to get it to mobile?
Yeah,
if it's just through mobile. I mean.
So right now, there's a few technical hurdles we have to pass.
Okay.
Maybe in the far future, but for now, we're sort of focusing on the one.
So it's a possibility, but no guarantees that. Okay, I was just curious.
For one thing, the controls would be reworked for like a touchscreen interface. There's a lot of work that happens. So.
I mean, it'll take a while to grow. We really want to develop a solid community base of players and see where it goes from there.
Yeah, you'd mentioned that earlier when I talked to you about you really want to make sure the gameplay and everything's solid before you really start pushing out other features and major features
like
that. So.
Just like there's only a free-for-all right now.
Yeah.
Obviously, games like Halo had a free-for-all, but then they would have Capture the Flag, or King of the Hill, or Juggernaut. And those are things that would easily work for a system like ours. But we first need to make sure that the mechanics are solid, that the game is fun.
Yeah.
That actually is a good thing, because you get so many games out that have like a million game modes that just completely suck. I really do wish more developers would stick to getting their basics down and then adding to it. A lot of people start out with a great plan, you know, a great plan, but it somehow falls apart. Well, you get so tired fixing all the little things that are going wrong, it becomes impossible to manage the game as a whole. It becomes a mess. I'm glad that you guys are choosing to focus on getting the game solid first and then spreading out the bugs. It's really a good thing. And again, the website is?
Collide.com, collide.com.
And we'll be linking it from the website. Thank you very much for coming. You guys
thank
are
you.
Great.
Thanks a lot.
I love your game, by the way.
Thanks.
Good
absolutely
stuff.
Gentlemen, great.
So we're going to be phoning each other later.
Damn straight.
Yeah.
You know what we're doing tonight.
Yeah.
Drunkenly, of course.
Drunkenly, of course.
Email us at guysgamesandbeer@gmail.com. The G2B theme song features Larry Davis on bass and Bob Harmel on guitar. It was recorded at the RMH Studios in Wisconsin.